I hear them children calling me. Them children, I don't know what they call it, except call it kind of these some kind of name. But that's all I know.
Okay. Well, now, what about a snake feeder or a mosquito hawk or a sewing needle?
A what?
Have you ever heard people talk about a snake feeder or a mosquito hawk or a darning needle when they're talking about one of these insects?
No. I know snakes, but you say feed off mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I ain't never known no snakes, but feed off no mosquitoes.
Okay. What do people call an insect that looks kind of like a wasp and it builds a nest out of mud?
Drosophila.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
Nuts.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say the boy, what, his father? And so, let's see. Now, if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you'd say the boy.
If he do what?
If the boy's behavior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Then, if the father has good behavior and the boy has good behavior too, you'd say the boy. What his father?
It took after his father in that. But if he didn't take after him.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth, somebody who's not a nurse?
Help a child?
Yeah, when a child's being born.
Midwife.
Okay.
I know that, because I would like to be, but I wouldn't do it.
Well, when did you learn to do that? When you were growing up?
Mm-mm, since I was married.
Oh, really?
But I wouldn't take this. I wouldn't let. She learned it. See, she was a midwife, and she carried me there. And I looked at my husband for him to say, no, I couldn't go. My auntie too, but I looked at him for him to say, no, I don't think she ought to go tonight. And he wouldn't say nothing. And I had to go. I was grown all right enough, but you know, you listen at grown people. And you come on, I'm going to learn you. I am alive. That was his kin to him too, either. I said, well, all right. But I didn't want to go. I went to come on in, y'all. I went. And she learned me everything. But I said, why are you learning me? That ain't going to make me do it. And I wouldn't be good. Because when it come cold and rainy, I ain't going to get out of my bed to go in that rain. And didn't have no car, nothing to take foot and go, or wagon to carry. I ain't going to do it. And I just wouldn't pick it up.
Well, what made you think what made her think you were going to do it? What do you suppose made her think you'd do it?
She was trying to learn me. She wanted to learn me what to do, because if she was to die, I could take it up. When she died, if I live it, I could take it up to be a midwife. But I ain't going to do it now, because I ain't going when it's raining and cold. I'm going to get up out of my bed and go.
I tell him,
I say, wait till you turn warm. Tell him to hold it till you turn warm. Then I'll go.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City slicker.
Now, if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
A country gal, a country boy, what's the name of this?
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Colored.
And what about people whose skin is white?
White.
Now, if a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him? If a white man got mad with a colored man, what might he call him?
He'll call him a nigger.
Now, if a colored man gets mad with a white man,
we'll call him a cracker.
Okay. Can you think of any other words like that besides cracker?
No.
Have you ever heard the word buckra?
Buckle?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, I don't hear that.
Okay.